Right, hello there. Welcome to the audio commentary for Space Prison, my newest comedy sketch. Right, so if you open Space Prison in a separate window, and then, like, I'll do the countdown. So if you press play in 3, 2, 1, play. Right, so Space Prison. The opening shot is done in 3D Studio Max. I rendered a bunch of just a 3D model, lots of cubes, and then the whole set of this is actually in my living room with like 5 shower curtains, as you can probably tell. It's not the most advanced looking set, but I kind of like the low tech feel of it. But every shot where it's just me in my suit is on my living room floor. And then what I had to do for the reverse shots of Batterbeard, the battery chap, is I made a cutout. I had to raise the whole set up onto my dining room table, made a cutout, and then so I made a kind of fake floor for the set, and I had to sit, as you probably imagine, I had to sit underneath it and put my head up through the hole and then put the mask on. So my body's obviously underneath this fake floor of a set that's been raised up. It was horrible. It was like really hot, really cramped. The dining table's too low, so when it was sat on there, I was kind of like huddled underneath. It was not very fun to film. And the mask, because the mask is made, as you'd imagine, of the liquid latex and cotton wool that I kind of built over a plaster cast of my face. It just didn't breathe, so it was sweaty and horrible, and the lights I use are really warm, and it just wasn't nice. But I think the effect worked. And then the lighting, obviously I did my stylistic orange and blue that I exaggerated in After Effects to make it look more orange and blue, but the idea was, yeah, it was in this kind of transparent cube that was lit by other surrounding cubes with a porthole in the floor. Batterbeard is supposed to look like a takeaway I got when I got chip paper to build the hat and his kind of neck rubbish, and then obviously his beard is full of bits of batter and his little eye patch. And he spits chips, so he's just supposed to be like a kind of fish and chip takeaway pirate captain thing. And that's obviously why he gets attacked by space seagulls, because seagulls love to steal chips, right? That's the thinking behind that. And he's even got his little kind of skull and crossbones made of batter on his hat at the top. The eye patch I sewed myself badly, as you can probably see on some of the close-ups. And the chips I spit out are all frozen oven chips that I had to put in my mouth and spit out. And then on the reverse shot where it hits me in the face, I had to throw them in my face off camera. The floor, when the balloon guy comes out of the floor, that was for the inflating shots. I had to sit underneath because I did the same thing. I made a fake floor, cut a hole, I kind of taped this black sheet around so you don't see my body, and then I had to sit below the balloon inflating. I was deflating the balloon and played it in reverse because it was easier than me trying to blow it up under the thing. And then obviously the face is me with a latex mask on and blue face paint, and then I sculpted the face shape of Dennis on plaster cast on my face with clay and then latexed on that, and then the little skeleton face when he pops is all polymorph plastic and liquid latex and cotton wool, all coloured and painted, and those fake doll's eyes that I think work really well. Me flying out, I mean, when it gets to the outside, it's basically all 3D Studio Max and After Effects with me green screened. So I'm just kind of stood in front of a green screen with the Captain Batterbeard. I had to wrap the green screen around my shoulders and under his chin so I could cut away so it looks like I don't have a body. Whereas the shots of just me, I'm just stood in front of a green screen, and then that's removed, obviously. And the ships, a ship is also done in 3D Studio Max, like the space jail, and then the animations are all done in that as well. It took ages to render everything. I had to leave my computer rendering constantly for like, I don't know, 72 hours to render all the stuff. And then at the end, the space seagull is made normally out of latex and cotton wool, and I just green screened that in and dropped it in, you know, standard. And then the subscribe screen is just me trying to be funny behind a bush. But yeah, this one took me like 2 months to make. It took ages. I hope you like it. I mean, it did take a long time. It's very awkward to film, but I think in the future I like this kind of idea of like just me in a head sized object, like a Batterbeard, or you know, like if I could put my face within, I don't know, a fake roast chicken or something. I don't know, but the idea of, yeah, like me talking to me, only I am an object with a face, I think quite works quite well, because normally I do it with puppets and they don't quite have the same level of expression as obviously a face does. So I'm probably going to experiment with this a bit more at some point, but yeah, I suppose thanks for watching. I can't think of much more to say on that video. Yeah, it just took ages and I'm quite happy with how it turned out. I think it's obviously more dialogue heavy, so it's different to the last one. So it's less creepy and more dialogue heavy, but yeah, thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time. And thanks for being a Patreon. Thank you. Bye-bye.